From the heart of Big Ten country, Los Angeles, California, Ryan Abraham and David Woods present the Podcast of Champions.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Podcast of Champions. I'm David Woods from Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the On3 Network.
That's pretty good. I was just trying to fix the social thing. I didn't get up quite right away, so I don't know if I can follow it. But I'm Ryan Abraham from USCFootball.com, the USC site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And together, we make the Podcast of Champions, talking all things Big Ten football. Little deceiving, not 10 teams in this network, this conference that we talk about. There are 18. I try to remind David of that every week. And we have a packed show. I don't know how.
Are you sure there aren't more now?
I think there's still 18. Okay. But we are live on the YouTubes, and I don't know if I can pull up our comments. We got people in the chat. We love it. I don't know if they're going to be pull up on the screen today, but that's okay. It's going to be a tight show.
You've got a great piece of software there.
It's good. Yeah. Well, you show up like 2 minutes before we're going to go live and go, just let me publish something real quick. So I got to scramble a little bit.
Look, I'm sorry. I have a job to do.
Yes. We both have a job to do.
I mean, do you really?
Yeah. I have to run the damn site, you know? What's going on?
But do you really?
I did have a good workout this morning. But we have a workout for you, for your ears, because this is a podcast. You can also watch us if you want to see us. We're both wearing shades of blue today.
You're kind of always wearing blue these days.
I wear a lot of blue. This is my Maui Brewing Company shirt.
It's a good one.
I just grabbed it. I'm going to go on a bike ride later, so I needed something I could ride my bike in. But what are we doing?
Can't you ride your bike in anything?
I guess you could, but like, I'm riding up to like Playa del Rey, so it's kind of a...
It's long.
It's a slog, yeah.
Okay.
Damn it,
taking the beach?
I can't do the comments. Yeah, I'm going to take the beach all the way up there.
I mean, then it's not really that much of a slog. You're kind of on flat ground the whole way, right?
Yeah. It's still like 7 miles, like riding a bike. I don't have like a...
You're not an e-bike guy?
No. This is pedal power.
Wow.
do you have an e-bike?
No.
Oh. You wouldn't get on a bike.
Actually,
anyway. I can't imagine you on a bike.
I don't know if I've shared my bicycle lore on this show. I learned to ride a bike, sure. That's a thing that happened when I was like 8. I stopped riding a bike when I was 9. Like
you had a good year.
Not even. Probably a tight few months, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm not a big fan. Fast forward to like I'm 22. My buddy and I go on a cross-country road trip, and we end up in Washington, D.C. with another friend of ours who's like, why don't we take a bike tour of Washington, D.C.?
Okay.
And me being 22 and also knowing the aphorism, it's just like riding a bike, I'm like, sure, okay. This will be my first time on a bike since I was 9, but sure, let's do it. Tell you what, you know what riding a bike is not like? Riding a bike. Dude, I was like, the whole way through. I was having to like, we were like literally riding bikes in like traffic, you know, the way you do, like on car, like next to cars and the whole thing. I had to kick a car several times so I wouldn't ride my bike into it.
Kicking cars as you ride.
I had to kick the car away from me. Yeah.
So not your thing.
I had actually, I guess from a physics standpoint, I was actually kicking myself away from the car, but using the car as the base for that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we got off track early.
Just not a bike rider. I guess that's my point.
That you were not. There's just a lot of things that you aren't.
I'm not big on wheels, actually. Like roller skating and rollerblades, couldn't do those either.
No.
Maybe an inner ear problem? What do we think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Was never big on wheels. Ice skating? No way. No way.
No wheels there, though.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm not big with
strapping. I want to be able to like clench my toes and feel solid ground and you know, maintain my footing.
I'm not good with the strapping stuff to my feet. Like the balance thing. It might be inner ear thing. I'm not great with the balance. Like I have good hand-eye coordination. I play sports. But as far as like skateboarding or, you know, I can get around an ice rink, but it's not very pleasant. I mean, it's fun. Like if you have a date, that's actually kind of a fun ice thing. But not good at those balance things. Skiing or whatever.
No, I'm not good at skiing either. Maybe I just have a balance issue. But the thing is, I've never had a balance issue just kind of like, you know,
But I can ride a bike.
Moving about the earth.
True. But I will be riding my bike a little bit later.
I'm excited for you.
Today. We are, and Cameron says, what a simulcast. It will be, boys. What's up? Yeah, what's up? We are live on YouTube. Put your comments in the chat. I can't put them up on the screen for this episode, but that's okay. But we love to hear from you. A lot of people, it's pretty active over there. Cameron says, all of Ryan's people quit on him, so now he's got to grind it out, Dave. See, I got to work. I don't have as many people. You know, my guy Connor's gone. Like, yeah, there's people like leaving me, man.
It's true.
I got like three interns right now, though, and they're killing it. It's been good. But we are live. You can email us, big10cast@gmail.com. 424-532-0678 is the phone number if you want to leave a voicemail. Shoot us a text. We don't got either one of those this week. So I think we have a couple of texts. No voicemails. Tweet B1G podcast. And if you have Apple or Spotify, you can leave us a 5-star rating. We love that. You can leave a review on Apple and comments on Spotify. Do we have any new reviews, Mr. Woods?
Not a single one.
No reviews?
Not a single
shame
one.
On the people.
Yep.
Shame, shame, shame. Well, for that, you get an ad read. Yes!
That's right, baby.
You know the feelings when that fight ends? You know what that feeling's like? You realize you had it right the whole time. Yeah, that one stings. Don't be that guy watching it play out. UFC's back, and this is where the sharp bettors separate themselves from everyone just watching highlights. So at MyBookie, you've got everything you need to actually cash in. There's the fight lines, there's props, round bets, live odds as the momentum shifts. So you want to bet during the fight, you can do that. If you got a read, you can act on it right then and there. So if you're new to MyBookie, you can be our friend and go over there, sign up. It's your time to shoot your shot. Use our promo code POC, Podcast of Champions, and any bet you choose up to $500 risk-free, because if you get it wrong, you'll get it back and you get another shot at it. It's the bet back bonus token. We love that over at MyBookie. So you make your play, try it out. Does it work? You get it back. There's no reason to sit this one out. Trust your read. Take your shot. Get paid when you're right. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only at MyBookie.
You know, that read reminded me of another question.
What?
Have you ever been in a fight?
Younger.
Like how young?
Like fifth grade-ish.
Was it like a real fight?
Yeah,
or did
like
you guys push each
other? No, it was like fist and stuff.
Okay.
And I did actually better than I thought. I was tall and lanky, but I didn't have a lot of girth when I was younger. But I guess long arms maybe helped.
We don't need to know about your girth.
Yeah, just like I wasn't thick.
Especially, we don't need to know about your thickness either.
Have you been in a fight?
Nah, I mean, like, one altercation, again, around that age, maybe sixth grade, where, like, somebody was trying to bully me, but then I turned around and just, like, kind of pulled their, like, shirt over their head and just
Oh, it was a hockey fight.
Yeah, one of those things.
Okay.
But nothing beyond that.
All right.
Yeah. And I just, the ad read was referencing fights, and I was like,
UFC.
We haven't been in those.
No, But that was some new copy. I didn't even look at it once. So
are people out there in the world? Are you guys getting in fights a lot?
How many fights are? Yeah, let us know in the chat.
Like grown men out there, are you getting in fights a lot? And if so, what do you think's going on with you? Like, why is that happening?
Yeah, some people are looking for it. I don't know. It's kind of weird. We do have a super chat. I can't put it on the screen, but El Gordo Flacco. $1.99. Excited to hear about the changes to the Iowa offense. Yeah, David's going to handle that one. But what are we going to talk about? I put some notes in.
I don't remember.
We're going to talk about some notesy things that are happening around the Big Ten. And if you have questions in the chat, we can do our best to answer those, even though I can't put them on the screen. We got some emails and text messages and stuff to get to. First order of business, and I'm trying to think. I wanted to ask around about this a little bit. Chris McIntosh, he's the athletic director at Wisconsin. He's leaving that post for a role in the Big Ten. So he wants to go work for Tony Petitti. He's going to be, and every conference needs one of these, the Big Ten's deputy commissioner for strategy.
Aren't we all?
Yes. Sitting athletic director leaving.
Who is USCfootball.com's deputy commissioner for strategy?
Probably me. I wear a lot of hats. I'm not wearing a hat right now, but I do wear a lot of hats.
You do.
Who's bros?
Got to be me.
Yeah.
Got to be me. I'm both the full commissioner and deputy commissioner of strategy.
Oh, okay.
Is there a commissioner of strategy, or is it like the deputy commissioner hyphen strategy?
I'm thinking he's one of like 20 deputy commissioners.
Yeah, it's like deputy commissioner comma strategy, yeah, not like deputy commissioner.
Four strategy seems a little strange.
We need some punctuation in this title, because if you say it's the deputy commissioner for strategy, depending on how you put the emphasis there, you could assume there was a full commissioner for strategy.
Yeah.
Right? And then you've got like basically every, you know, word in the whole like org chart could have its own commissioner.
We need
Matthew. And deputy.
Yeah. We need Matthew in the chat to explain. He's our resident Wisconsin fan. But yeah, so if you remember, McIntosh is younger than me, older than you, 49. He was the AD summer of 2021 when Barry Alvarez retired. The big offseason news was getting the vote of confidence, bringing back Luke Fickell. Let me pull up, we got to do this.
Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, so Luke Fickell looked like he was going to get fired, and they bring him back. McIntosh hired him, was the one that decided to keep him, and now you're going to go get a new AD. And it's kind of like, well, is the new AD going to want to just clean house? Is he going to want to wait for a little bit, give himself some time? I don't know. This could like extend Luke Fickell's time, but it's probably going to not do that. I don't know. What, any thoughts on this move? It seems a weird one.
It is a strange one. It does seem kind of, I mean, because I think there was a lot of consternation from Wisconsin land about the continuation of the Fickell era.
Yeah.
So getting out while the getting's good, I guess. We have some feedback about fights.
Oh, okay.
West Texas Mike and El Gordo Flacco both say their last fight was in the sixth grade.
Okay.
So that seems completely reasonable.
So all of us were in late elementary school, pre or early middle school for our fights.
Willis Cop 5171, and I believe this will become relevant. I've been in dozens of fights as an adult, but those were due to people not wanting to go to jail and me performing my job.
Ah,
I can see how that might happen.
Too. Yes.
But if you all right, so if you are not in law enforcement,
if you're not a bail bondsman,
if it is not in the course of your profession, like if you are not a UFC fighter, if you have been in a fight, multiple fights, I should say, as an adult person, I want to know, and I want to know why. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, we've met West Texas Mike. I think we both could take him.
Maybe. I have not been in a fight again since sixth grade. Like, and nothing even remotely close.
Yeah. There's people that you don't want to fight because they'll do anything to win, kind of thing. Like, they're biting your ear, like Mike Tyson it. And
probably
stuff.
Not me.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be doing that.
No. I think growing up is realizing as a man, especially, that no, I'm not the baddest person alive, and I probably will get my ass kicked by, like, I don't know, 73% of humanity.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It's understandable. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens here. I think it's important for Wisconsin to win no matter what. But that was kind of a weird move. I was going to ask some people at USC's athletic department, like, if they, not just if they knew anything, but just like, is that like normal? Like, when do you see someone like leave? Like, you're an AD. Like, you want to be some suit and a corp? I don't know. Like, it just seems kind of weird.
Deputy commissioner for strategy? You're saying that's just the suit? Come on, man.
I don't know.
That's a famed title.
Yeah. So anyway, that one was one. Let's see. What else do we got in
the old queue here?
Let's see. Oh, Iowa. Hold on. We got to pull up.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
That's right, baby.
You've been bad, Iowa. You got caught. They got caught cheating with like a quarterback. Can you believe that? Iowa's offense?
Caught tampering in a world where tampering basically doesn't exist anymore.
Mm. Yeah. So
bandit program, Iowa?
There seems like this rogue thing. That whole waving to the kids in the children's hospital, like, is that just a cover? Like, mm-hmm. Is that they're really bad people? No, I don't think so. So University of Iowa football program, 1 year of probation, fined $25,000. $1,000. I don't know what the hell that's about. You got to vacate four of the 2023 victories. Recruiting tampering violations involving quarterback Cade McNamara. So Kirk Ferentz was involved in this, and assistant John Budmeyer. They were suspended in 2024, the opener, because of impermissible contact in 2022. So basically talking to McNamara when they shouldn't have been talking to him, when he wasn't in the portal and all that, whatever. So seems kind of silly, but there you are. It's a little bit slap on the wrist, right? A
little bit, yeah. But cheater, Kirk Ferentz. I think it's important to acknowledge that.
Convicted
cheater.
Yeah. Is this why Tony Petitti said, we shouldn't worry about tampering? Was he trying to protect?
Probably. Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. But I don't know. Is there any? Oh, hold on. West Texas Mike. I was going to say, I wanted to see if he was going to comment about if we could take him or not. So
that's a good point.
What about 2-on-1? I think we could probably take him. He's an in-shape guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Like, I feel like I'd be okay in a fight, but you haven't had one in a really long time, you know? And if you're fighting somebody and you're fighting, like if you and I were fighting each other, both of us haven't fought for many years.
Right.
There's one thing. If you're fighting someone that gets in fights every once in a while, then you're going to lose probably.
Probably. Yeah. And I think the only situation where we're getting in a fight is with somebody who probably fights a lot.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So I don't think that ends well for either of us.
No. They have experience. So yeah, you don't want to go against that. Couple things, David, with the University of Michigan.
Michigan Wolverines.
They're making a lot of news, David.
They are,
do you remember there was a coach named Sharon Moore? You remember him?
Familiarize me.
He so when Jim Harbaugh was cheating, like he stepped in and was the interim coach.
So he's still there now?
No, he's not. Like, they hired him, you know, because he did a good job. He beat Ohio State a couple times.
Yeah. Okay, so did he move on to the NFL or something?
No. He...
Another college program swooped in and got him?
Close, no. So former Michigan football coach, Sharon Moore, he's been sentenced to 18 months probation and get a $1,000 fine. What is this?
Is this another NCAA violation? No, what is this for?
For two misdemeanor charges related to a confrontation with a former staffer soon after Moore's firing. So it was the Michigan County Court announced on Tuesday. So this was coming out. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, yesterday. In addition, he must continue mental health treatment, subject to drug and alcohol tests, and is not allowed to contact the victim. So he was sentenced, not really much of a sentence, but it obviously being disgraced, probably not going to work again in this field. It's pretty big roller coaster ride for Sharon Moore. But we hope he gets the help he needs. Hopefully
he gets the help he needs. Hopefully the staffer that he was basically stalking is going to be okay as well.
Yeah, that's the whole... Yeah, what a mess. Like, that was not... And he's got a family, he's got kids, you know, you just hope everything's going right. But there was a sentencing, so I think probably close the book on this chapter unless something else weird happens again. Are you, like, selecting shit in the doc?
No, I'm just looking at stuff. I'm looking at these links you put in here.
Oh, yeah, you were checking stuff out. We also have some sad news, or I guess sadder news. So... You know when school's got to hire a president, chancellor, whatever, like,
sure,
it takes a long time. Took a while for Michigan. You know, the whole, like, the AD's under fire. You had to do, you know, you had the Harbaugh stuff. You had Sharon Moore. And then they finally got a president. It's Kent Severud. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. But he has brain cancer and he's not going to serve as Michigan's president, unfortunately. So, that's terrible. You get, you know, you go through the whole process, find a guy and, bring him in and, he gets this terrible diagnosis and we wish him the best, but Michigan's got to go back to the drawing board and, find another president.
Yeah. That's, well, wish all the best for him. Brain cancer. It's a hell of a thing. I don't, That'll be another probably year-long process for Michigan. So is their previous guy Grasso going to take over?
I think he's still going to be...
Or just stick around
for the interim. Yeah, I think he's the interim, right?
He was the interim.
Yeah, so I think he's still doing that.
Yeah.
He's going to play that role until they find somebody new. But, you know, AD under fire. Like, I don't know, all this stuff is just... it's a little weird, but you feel like you got something in place and it doesn't work out. So sorry to hear about that. I think that's all the like notesy stuff. Do we have some spring games over the weekend?
I don't think so.
How's UCLA spring?
UCLA's spring is their 6 practices in. They had their first padded practice on Saturday. It's kind of like a spring game, just, you know, padded practice instead. They've had a ton of recruits out there. UCLA has up till basically yesterday. So theirs was timed around a lot of schools' spring breaks, I believe. And okay. So what ended up happening was they would have like 100+ recruits at like each of their first 4 or 5 practices.
Dang.
So ended up being a pretty heavy recruiting period for UCLA. Energy really high, you know, yada, yada, yada. All that happy crap you hear in spring under a new coach. But I would say like the vibe around the program is probably the best it's been since early Mora, which is what you would expect with, you know, Chesney and what he's bringing to the table. But just the energy level is very, very high. How the team itself is shaking out, I don't think anyone can say with any certainty at this point. 6 practices in. They're not even really doing depth charts anywhere except quarterback at this point. Like, we know it's going to be Nico as the starting quarterback. Everywhere else, it's just been pure rep rotation. We'll maybe see some, you know, clarity on that towards the end of spring. But, yeah, very high energy. And they've got a lot of numbers. I mean, it was 22+ offensive linemen in the spring, which is kind of rare for UCLA or most college programs around the world.
That's a lot of dudes. A lot of big dudes. A
lot of big dudes. So, I mean, they're only bringing in, I think, an additional, like, 6 or 7 guys for fall. Most of the guys they brought in came in early. So it's 100+ guys out there for spring.
Cool for that. Yesterday USC had like an assistant coach brunch, so we got to hear from 11 assistant coaches. Gary Patterson talked for an hour. I just sat there the whole time chatting with him. But so we put some content up for that. Purdue did have a spring game over the weekend. So they got their quarterback battle going on. Ryan Brown, like looking at it. They did a showcase format, not a traditional game, which I think it's pretty common. A lot of spring talk. There were some SEC spring games. I think like Alabama did one. And just not a lot of TV. Like we used to, remember you just joke about, I would like DVR all the spring games and watch them all and stuff. People aren't really doing that anymore. So there was like a 10-year heyday of spring games.
And I wouldn't call it 10 years. I think it was just your excitement around it for a while. You were the only one.
Maybe it was just me. This coming Saturday, it's a big day for the conference. So Kyle Whittingham, Michigan, they're going to have their spring game. Pat Fitzgerald, Michigan State, Ohio State, they're going to have a high-profile scrimmage. The fans get their first look at transfer quarterback Julian Sand and freshman, but Jeremiah Smith. So this will be a fun weekend for spring games and stuff. But this past weekend, it was just Purdue. No offense, Barry Odom and the Boilermakers, but that's sort of what's going on there. But yeah, recruiting was big. I don't know if it's just an LA thing, but it's just the way there's a lot of USC had a ton of guys out at all these practices and stuff. So I think just the calendars changed too. And
yep.
So many guys are enrolling early. I mean, USC had a class of 35 and had 31 guys early in spring. So it's changed things a little bit. And these summer official visits, the calendar is definitely adjusted. I'd love to see it get back to like February signing day and stuff, but I don't know, we'll see.
I don't think that's ever happening.
Probably not. Okay, well, that's kind of what's going on around the conference. Why don't we take a quick break, come back, and we'll do a few questions, guys. Alrighty, we're back here on the podcast of champions. How's the chat doing? I was looking at other
stuff. The chat's been amazing.
Good stuff, chatters. Cover 3 calls their chat the tailgate. Mm. We don't have a name for our... Can we come up with one?
I mean, we could try. We're probably not going to, though.
Probably not in this iteration. But look at the chat, see if there's anything interesting there. We do have some emails to get to. POC Jock. David, how did your cookie sales empire compared to, and he sent a link to a Girl Scout, I believe in Pennsylvania, that sold 100,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
I think we wrapped up, first of all, that's insane. I think we wrapped up at 1/1000th of that.
Okay.
Roughly. I think we sold about 130 boxes.
It's not bad.
Maybe 170. It was one of those two numbers. Certainly not another one besides those two.
Not as many zeros for sure.
Correct.
But okay, well, it was I don't know if that would be an empire.
No, I would call it maybe a small fiefdom.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Was it okay? I need to ask you because you're the wordsmith here. I don't know if it was just someone said it to me wrong at some point, but fiefdom, the correct word. Have you heard fiefdom? Like where it's
you know what's so funny about this? We have talked about this on this very show before.
We have?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely fiefdom.
Right.
Definitely.
That's what I use, but
somebody
I've heard
said
that.
It, I think, in a question, like maybe an audio. I don't know, but we talked about this one time.
Okay.
I could swear that we did.
I know I've heard that, but I don't know, like, why would I have heard that if that's not the correct, if people
I know. I hear you.
It might have been like a regional thing, maybe like in Massachusetts or something. I don't know.
Potentially. But I will say it is 100% fiefdom.
Okay.
Now, here's a fun one. Have you ever seen the word? You may have not even seen this word.
Probably.
V-I-S-C-O-U-N-T. V-I-S-C-O-U-N-T. So the final part is count.
Yeah.
And then V-I-S in front of it. How would you pronounce that?
Like Viscount? I don't know.
No, sir. Viscount.
Viscount. No S.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, minor nobility. Yeah. But no, it's Viscount. It's nonsense. Okay? Nonsense.
This English language that you're so good at.
Well, because a lot of it's based on all of the like nobility stuff. A lot of it's on like French. It's on weird. Just it's got weird stuff going on, man.
Okay.
Our language is screwed up. We've got too many things that are compiled from too many other languages.
Gotcha. All right.
We're kind of like the Borg. Like our language is like the Borg. We just kind of assimilate.
Just bring pieces in from all over. They do even the dictionary, right? Don't they add new things that
yeah, all the time. All the time. No, it's very much a lively language. But
yeah.
Come on, let's calm it down like, just a little
did
bit.
Did adulting
sometimes.
Come from the Queen's English? No, like it's just
that's just the way people are.
It's included in our lexicon now. I do like that word, like adulting. You don't like it?
Adulting?
Yeah.
I
think it's a good descriptor for what, you know, it's like I had to go to Home Depot and pick up stuff for my stopped up toilet and buy groceries at Trader Joe's. And
yeah, like, I think it's just like it's a cutesy way of describing just the absolute misery of everyday life. Like just, and this is another thing. Like you get to an age where like, yeah, you're supposed to have like just become an adult, right?
Yeah.
But like I still do things like my taxes today, for example, and I'm like, God, I really wish like I had like a parental figure to do this for me. Right? Mm-hmm. Like there's still like so many things like that. Like, oh no, I'm the backstop now. Like I've got to go to the grocery store if we want to have groceries in the house. This is ridiculous.
You're adult.
Who signed us up for this?
It's just aging. We're aging. We age.
Sucks,
out of,
man.
Well, some people don't.
They just stay
dependent.
But they stay beautifully ignorant of this stuff, which is so great. I respect that so much.
We got another super chat.
Oompa.
Robert, doing a Fernando Mendoza LinkedIn competition, and my buddy sent an invite to Ryan. Bobby Murphy is the name, and trying to buy a connect and shout out. I'm not sure what this is. Do you know what that is? Are you reading that?
Yeah. Okay. You are supposed to go into your LinkedIn.
LinkedIn,
approve Bobby Murphy.
Okay.
And give him a shout out.
Well, Bobby Murphy, you're getting your shout out. I don't do LinkedIn, really. I have one, but if you're trying to contact me, that's not the place to do it.
But you got to go in there now and you got to approve him. as a linked.
Okay.
As a link.
I'll try to remember to do that. But I'm not a user of LinkedIn. I run my own business. I don't usually hire from LinkedIn. But yeah. But thank you for the super chat. That's great.
I translated very well there. Robert says so.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what he meant. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
You spoke Robert.
I spoke LinkedIn for you.
Nice. Oh, West Texas Mike had an idea. He said champion chatters. I don't know. Do you like that? Pod chat of mediocres.
Ooh.
Kind of like that.
I'm liking that.
That was from Ron. Nice. All right. You want to read the next email?
I would love to.
Okay.
I have to pull it up. Where are we?
It's the new text message from 707.
There we go. David. Anne with an E, season one, was such a pleasant surprise. My wife and I watched it and were drawn in by the tension between precocious, resilient Anne and the primness of rural, turn-of-the-century Canada. Wondering if you finished all of it and how you feel about the subsequent seasons. I found it to be a case of diminishing returns. Not unwatchable, but annoying for the short shrift given to some of the many subplots, particularly the First Nations residential school stuff. That said, season one was truly delightful. So I'm not that deep into it yet. We've probably gotten 4 or 5 episodes into season two.
Okay.
But already, I tend to agree. We've got the weird, awkward tension with the borders who are trying to, I guess, steal money from all of the residents of Prince Edward Island and Avonlea by pretending to have a gold rush. And so they're doing like land speculation, but stealing money for surveying. I don't know. It's a lot. And it's a little too, you know, it's a little too high concept for what this show is supposed to be. And so I can only imagine it portends maybe a little bit too much of this stuff as they try to add tension and different things to what is, I think, a very basic and nice tale about first a fish out of water and then coming of age, which we can do probably without having supervillains who come in to try to steal money from everyone.
Did we talk about this on a previous show? 'Cause
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. You didn't listen, but
I must
I
not
spoke
have, because holy crap, like this is not.
It's good stuff. Hey, if you have children, I recommend it. You know, particularly
and
of an age, like 8 to 12.
All right.
Good age group for this.
And with an E.
And with an E. Season one. Apparently, you know, seasons 2 through 3 or 4, I don't know how many there are, not so good. But season one, very good.
Oh, so you're, this is not like a new show. This has been around.
It's been around a hot minute. I think it came out in like 2019, maybe.
Oh, like okay. That. All right.
Something like that.
Well, you like those.
It's based on, we've talked about this before. I don't want to bore people, but it's based on classic stories by, not going to remember her name right now, but like from, it's basically about turn of the 19th century Prince Edward Island in Canada.
This is amazing podcast.
An orphan who goes to live with a couple old folks. They become her, you know, surrogate parents.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
I must not have paid any attention when we talked about
this. You
didn't
pay even the slightest bit of attention because I think I've shared that exact synopsis twice on this show.
Perfect. You'll probably have to share it again next time it comes up.
I'm excited
or to. Or prefer you don't. That's fine.
I'm excited to do so. I love to talk about shows that definitely our core audience is 100% going to watch.
Someone asked about it. They sent an email about it, so. Dog Days of Spring. This is El Gordo Flacco. Hello from El Gordo Flacco. Here are my mediocre questions. One, David, why aren't you a history professor? What is your favorite historical subject?
I am not a history professor because that would have required more school. And also, I barely went to
For
my
a smart guy,
classes,
he's not. He doesn't like school.
I think I would like school just fine now that I've been exposed to the horrors of working life. But alas, that's not the way life works. And my favorite historical subject, I would say I really enjoyed Byzantine history. For those who are not familiar, the Byzantines were the offshoot of what we colloquially know as the Eastern Roman Empire. They called themselves the Romans. In perpetuity, even though while they were in some sense a continuation of the Roman Empire, they themselves were not Italian, largely a Grecian empire. the Byzantines were, but they actually lasted quite a bit longer than Rome itself. From depending on how you count, from basically the 200-ish years before the fall of Rome, all the way to 1453, with a couple of periods in there where the lovely Catholics came in to sack Constantinople for terrible reasons. On their way to the Crusades.
So, that's Turkey, though, right?
Now it is Turkey.
Okay.
Then it was... Well, and also, Turkey, full of a lot of Greeks these days still, too. Like, okay. If you went and probably did, a little genetic analysis, there's Greeks all throughout that whole area. But anyway, long story, controversial story. The city of Istanbul was...
Constantinople.
Yeah. And before that, it was,
Before, I'm not sure.
We've said the name a couple of times. It was Byzantium.
Byzantium, okay.
And that's where the empire gets its name.
The Byzantine Empire. Nice.
There you go.
David wasn't the best at school, but very good at standardized tests.
So good. So good. I wish that was actually a job. That would be a great
job. You
kind
of did it as a job, I guess.
I taught people that for a job, which was really bad because I wasn't very good at teaching the LSAT because I didn't have to study for that sucker.
I'm just good at this.
Sorry, you're not. And so I was trying to teach them strategies that I didn't use. And so it was I don't know.
I wouldn't do this, but I guess you should.
I did logic games for fun as a kid. You didn't. So I don't know what we're going to do here.
Nice. All right. Number two, Ryan, what's your preference? Saltwater or freshwater? I grew up freshwater fishing because I lived in inland, in Western Pennsylvania, but I do really enjoy saltwater fishing now. I like being out in the ocean and preferred catch. I like eating what I catch, and the best is halibut's really good, but if I can catch tuna, that's my favorite. So I like, because you can make sashimi, you can do so much stuff with it. I love tuna. David's had tuna that I've caught.
I have. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Have you had halibut?
Yeah, you gave me some.
Oh, I gave you halibut. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Which is awesome, too. Yes. You can do a lot of stuff with the halibut, but I like saltwater fishing. Three, national powers Tulane, James Madison, SMU, and Boise State have all made a playoff appearance. USC has not. What are the odds that a reinvigorated and surging UCLA makes the playoffs before crosstown rival USC? Thanks and enjoy this awesome Southern California weather.
This is such a conflict here because it's me and my obviously I'm a spiritual warrior now for Bob Chesney, but you always low key buying into the off season USC hype machine.
Mm.
So where do we go on this? Because we both are not big fans of Lincoln Riley. However, you just spoke to Gary Patterson for an hour, so you're probably over the moon for their defense. You're probably thinking it's going to be really good. You probably think they have a chance at the playoff this year, despite the schedule.
I mean, they have a chance for sure, but I would stay long-term.
See what that is, guys?
I would say long-term USC, just because they've bought in.
Right, right. They're spending their money. Asking long-term. We're not asking
That's
how
what you're
many.
Saying.
No, no, but.
That was the
no,
question.
Because no, it's not long-term. It's.
The question was who's going to make it first.
First, but that's not long term because that could be in the next 3 years. So the question isn't over the next 30 years who's going to make the playoffs more.
No, who's
going to
make
the answer
it next?
No. Yeah, right. But that's a short term question.
It could be short. It could be
could
long.
Be short,
what
could
if
be
they
long.
Both don't make it for a long time?
True. But now you're getting into semantics because my point is you're making an argument about the long term trajectory of USC, which is the next 30 years, they will make it X times and UCLA will make it X
no,
minus
I'm saying
whatever.
Next. I'm saying next.
But next.
Right now, USC is more bought in than UCLA. So I would go USC.
But Lincoln Riley is still the head coach there.
True. But he could be gone next year.
Could he?
Yeah. Anybody. We're all day to day. The whole world.
Who are they going to hire? Is it now time for the Jeff Fisher era?
You could bring Jeff Fisher back.
What about Jack Del Rio?
He's I think he's still around. But I don't know. They might take that Chesney guy that's across town if he does well.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yes.
I'd say the odds are decent, 35%. UCLA makes it before USC.
Yeah, I that's probably fair.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just going to be this random. I think it's tougher in the bigger conferences. All those teams you're naming, like, yeah, you can rise to the top of the Big Ten, I mean, the Big 12, or be the best group of five team. It's harder to do that in, but you got to be like the top four, basically, three or four in the Big Ten. SEC, maybe four or five. It just depends. And they might expand the playoffs, so who knows?
True. They may. And that would be stupid. All right. And then thanks and enjoy this awesome Southern California weather.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. We love the emails. Anything in the chat, David, you want to pull up?
Like, I can look.
Take a look. Yeah.
Hithloday was a Greek philosopher back when he was around. That's true.
Where is Hithloday?
I don't know. He hasn't been listening for a while.
Is he still involved in the college football world?
Yes.
And everything?
Yeah, he still writes these long, intensive scouting reports of all of Oregon's opponents.
Ah, nice.
Cameron Bauer said he just tuned me out for the last 5 minutes. What's up? I assume that was during the "and with an E" conversation.
Oh, yes. El Gordo Flacco says, yeah, Jack Del Rio would be my pick.
Yeah, 100%.
And Mazzaro says he used to live in my neighborhood. Well, there's a good enough reason to hire him for me, you know?
Absolutely. I don't think we have any questions here.
No, that's good, because we're like at the 45-minute mark, and we wanted to...
Yeah, we wanted to be done. This has been a great show.
I have a show that starts in a few minutes, so...
I've enjoyed this show.
Have you?
I had a good time.
I've had a good one. If you're listening to the podcast forum, maybe this is a year from now. I don't know. We'll see if David gets it up. David,
now... Can you not say it like that?
So... Can we?
I can get it up. All right, I will get it up.
We need West Texas Mike to clip that one. See if David can get it up. Yeah, we didn't do a show last week, but we the YouTube was up, but the podcast, I get a notice. I'm like, oh, we have a new podcast for champions. Wait, we recorded this a week ago.
It wasn't a week. It was 5 days.
Yeah. So 5 days. When Ryan's not putting the podcast up now, and it's David, we don't know if it's going to get up in the same week. We'll see. This one, he's going to have to put more work in because I forgot to hit record on Audacity. So he's going to have to download it from YouTube and edit it and then upload it to. Yeah. So just stay tuned, everybody, because if you like listen to the podcast, this might be the future. I don't know.
You're so lucky.
AI might have taken
you
over.
You are so lucky that I did my taxes this morning and didn't do what I intended to do initially, which is wait until 10 p.m. tonight.
Oh, you could have.
I was going to wait.
Yeah. Oh, it's happy tax day, everybody.
Happy tax day to all those who celebrate.
I had to. So it's weird. The corporate tax. So I have an S corp now for my business, and like that's March 15th, not April 15th. So you got to make sure you do it early. I got all of my stuff done though. Estimated taxes, estimated payments, all that stuff. Everything's done.
So I'm so happy.
I'm happy.
For you.
This was my best tax year. It was my first full year as an S corp. It just made things cleaner. I'm my own employee. People don't care about this shit, but sorry, Griffin. But yeah, I've you didn't have a great of a tax year. Hopefully, next year is better for me. Last year, mine sucked. This year was a lot better.
Yeah, it's great when you're just sitting there doing your taxes and you're like Googling, "What if I don't pay?" Like, what if I pay late?
Oh, you can extend or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Trust
Mazzaro
me.
Says,
trust me.
Marry an accountant. Yeah, like that would be good. Oh, but you have to have like a tax accountant. You can't have like if you marry an accountant that does like corporate finance stuff, you're like, I don't know how to do your taxes. Like, they're not going
to. So I have to do some accountant stuff for the first time ever. And so I was reaching out to a bunch of people. And let me tell you, this is just another side note. Maybe the worst salesman job I've ever experienced is trying to find an accountant to just do some stuff for me. Like, I was like, hey, I might want to set up an S corp. Can you just share some details about that? And they're like, yeah, it'll be like this amount of money. Okay. But like, how does this work? And I don't know what you're asking. And I'm like, yeah. And do I have to I got to do stuff quarterly. And they're like, you don't file your taxes quarterly. You pay. What are you talking about? And I'm like, estimated payments. They're like, yeah, that's a different thing. And I'm like, okay, well, I'd like to do this. No response after that. And I'm like, do you want business? What is this?
They don't want your business.
They don't want my business at all.
The lawyer stuff is a pain. Like,
lawyers are insane, but lawyers I think the opposite is true, where they're trying to sell you too hard and they're not giving you, like, you know, the straight no. scoop.
And you like email them like a question and you're like, well, we're gonna charge you this for this email. Like, wait, didn't I just pay you to like set this up? And Yeah. I don't want to deal with lawyers. No offense to any lawyers out there.
No.
Accountants haven't had but yes, my accounting bill has gone up a lot just now that I have a corporate tax and a personal tax, but whatever. It's nice. I don't mind.
Do they do all of it for you? Like, you just give them stuff and they take care of it all?
No. I mean, I do a lot of spreadsheets and like I have QuickBooks. So I like, that's good. QuickBooks has been good, but that's kind of expensive. But you put it all, like, so you categorize everything that you put on your credit card for your business and all this stuff. But you got to do that and like, reconcile like your monthly business bank statements with, you know, all this stuff. This money came in, this money went out. But you do all that, and then the accountant has access to it and stuff. So this has been way better. I used to do all these crazy spreadsheets and stuff. I do less of it now.
I think you're just going to have to give me your accountant.
I've done it before, yeah. He's a USC guy, but...
You know. I don't care. I need somebody else to do it because I can't.
All right. Well, my buddy John will set up.
Your buddy John is going to be my new accountant.
Sweet. Okay.
You got him some business. Maybe he'll give you a little break.
No, I've given him like two people recently.
Does he give you a break or? Just,
I don't think. No, my nothing. Bill's gone up, but because I have a corporate tax thing now. But I paid way.
If anyone out there would like to compete with John for my accountant business, feel free.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's wrap this up for David Woods. I'm Ryan Abraham. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you next time.
Goodbye.